Hello everybody, welcome to the best English podcast by teacher Bruno Gong. So today what I'm going to talk about is something very simple. Many people don't know, but did you know that it is possible to use the auxiliary do, does, and did in affirmative sentences? Yeah man, right. It is possible to use do, does, and did in the affirmative sentence, but it requires special attention. Why? Because these auxiliaries used in the affirmative sentence, they give the intention of something that was emphasized. For example, if I say to you, no, yes, for example, hey, Brian, do you study every day? And Brian answers, yes, I study every day. This is a regular answer, it's normal, it's part of his routine. But if he wants to emphasize, he could also say, yes, I do study every day. And this do, the auxiliary used in the affirmative, it emphasizing the fact that Brian studies every day. You know, it is basically the same that he could say, I study every day indeed, you know. It's to emphasize. It also requires some attention because when it uses does for third person singular, he, she, it, and did for the past, the verb doesn't take its form for third person and for past. For example, if my mom says, hey Bruno, I called you. And I say, mom, no you didn't. I didn't receive your call. But please take a look, I did call you. And observe that I said I did call, not called. I did call you. Meaning like I'm emphasizing the fact that I called. Okay? The same goes for third person. If I say, you know, my wife works a lot. Does she? Yes, she does work a lot. In the same case, I didn't say she does works. I said she does work a lot. So basically, these are the uses of the auxiliary verbs do, does, and did in affirmative sentences. Many people don't know, but it is possible. Okay, guys, so thank you for listening to this podcast, and I see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.